Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so glad you're here today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please feel free to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today on the podcast, I've been thinking a lot about leadership. Not long ago, I flew down to Florida, and anytime I'm at the airport, I pay attention to the books that are on the shelves, and there's so many books about leadership. How do you lead when you're not in charge? How do you lead from the middle of the pack? How do you lead a virtual or remote team? There's just a ton of stuff out there about leadership. And when it comes to leadership, there's a lot of challenges, but the biggest challenge I face, and maybe you face, is the hardest, most difficult person to lead typically is not someone else. Often the hardest person there is to lead is ourselves. In other words, we're our own worst enemy. One of the things that is so fascinating to me about the life of Jesus is he's God, but he became man. And when he came to this earth, he modeled something that I think is so powerful when it comes to our personal leadership. And so today, instead of thinking about somebody else, I want you to think about yourself. That's what I'm doing today. I'm thinking about myself. And here's the principle when it comes to being the hardest person we lead. Focus on your private devotion before you focus on your public work. Let me say that again. Focus on your private worship before you focus on your public work. There's a lot of examples of this in the life of Jesus, but one is found in Mark chapter 1, where it says in verse 35, "Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up. He went out to an isolated place to pray." The simple principle is this: if you can't lead yourself, you have no business leading somebody else. If you can't lead yourself, you lose influence in leading family members and kiddos and coworkers. It's just really difficult. And so Jesus modeled that before anything else happened in his day, he centered himself through prayer. And so I want to give you sort of three things I would encourage you to consider as you think about how to lead yourself well. And they're not difficult, but they're so practical and powerful when you apply them. The first one is this: keep learning. Keep learning. In other words, develop self-awareness. This is the ability to know ourselves and to see ourselves as other people see us. And the best way to do that is to stay hungry and to keep learning. Jesus himself was self-aware. He knew why he was here. He knew the impact he was having on others. And so I want to encourage you, keep learning through assessments, through coaching, through therapy, through pastoral counseling. Keep learning. A second principle that I would love for you to consider is to keep growing. This has to do with self-development. The Bible says in Luke 2, verse 40, that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. The idea is this, that when we quit growing, it's the moment that we give up our chance to make a bigger impact. So we've got to keep growing, developing ourselves spiritually and intellectually and emotionally and physically. And here's the third commitment I would encourage you to consider: to stay focused. To stay focused. One of the best ways to stay focused is to practice self-control, the ability to say no to the immediate for the sake of something greater. Jesus did this. Jesus practiced self-control on a number of occasions when he could have easily taken the emotional bait to get off task and off mission. He didn't do it. Instead, he completed his assignment. He did what he came to this earth to do. And so today, as you get ready for your day, or maybe you're even recapping your day right now, I want to encourage you to ask the question, how can you keep growing? How can you keep learning? And how can you stay focused today? Because as we learn to lead ourselves, we'll have a greater ability to influence and help other people follow Jesus. I hope you have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!